With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump continues to talk about the U.S. taking control of Greenland. Vice President Vance also paid a visit to the island, a military base there, U.S. military base, on Friday, and said there's very little chance that any kind of force would be used to make that happen. The death toll from a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake in Myanmar jumped to more than 1,000 as more bodies were pulled from the rubble of scores of buildings that collapsed when it struck near the country's second largest city. Rescuers try to get people out of that rubble and save as many lives as possible. This witness described the panic that happened during the earthquake that rocked Southeast Asia. Correspondent Jennifer King was there.
In Bangkok, Thailand, rescuers pulled people from the rubble of a 33-story building under construction that crumbled into a cloud of dust. Fraser Morton, a tourist from Scotland, was in one of Bangkok's many malls when the quake struck.
The building started really moving and, a lot of screaming, a lot of panic. People running the wrong way down the escalators.
While the area is prone to earthquakes, residents in Thailand said it was the strongest one they'd felt in decades. I'm Jennifer King.
The country's military-led government said in a statement today, 1,002 people have been found dead, another 2,376 injured, 30 others are still missing. DEI is out at the U.S. Naval Academy.
The U.S. Naval Academy will no longer consider race, ethnicity, or sex as a factor for admission to the service academy. That's according to court documents made public Friday. The change in policy was made in February by Vice Admiral Yvette Davids, the academy's superintendent. According to court filings by the U.S. Justice Department and the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, the decision was made in response to an executive order issued by President Trump in January. Keith Peters, Washington.
This is SRN News. Israel's housing minister has apologized after sparking political outrage.
Controversy erupted after a video emerged of the Israeli housing minister dancing and singing to an anti-Zionist song at his nephew's wedding. The song, popular with the ultra-Orthodox community, condemns the Israeli government and urges ultra-Orthodox Jews not to enlist in the military. It's a stance that has caused tension between secular and religious factions in Israel. The minister later issued an apology. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
A primary school in the United Kingdom is canceling its annual Easter service. The Christian Post reports the school cites respect for diversity as a reason behind the decision. The move has sparked significant backlash online, with critics labeling it disgraceful and accusing the school of eroding traditional celebrations. Officials told parents the school honors the diverse beliefs of its students and families, and the decision was aimed at promoting inclusivity. This is SRN News. House Republicans have introduced new pro-life legislation in Congress.
It's called the Let Pregnancy Centers Serve Act of 2025, and it's co-sponsored by several GOP lawmakers. The bill would, quote, prohibit federal, state, and local governments from discriminating against pregnancy care centers because of their life-affirming mission. The National Right to Life Committee welcomed the legislation, saying it will, quote, provide relief for the country's nearly 3,000 pregnancy centers that support women and their children. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
Veterans Affairs Secretary Doug Collins set to come before the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee.
The VA exists for one reason, that's our veterans. And I think we're refocusing, remodeling, doing that, making changes that need to happen so that we're putting more patient care, more benefits, the things that they've earned that they want to take part in, and getting those in a very streamlined way that is not cumbersome.
Secretary Collins spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at srnnews.com.